We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO. I'm solo the rest of the way as we say goodbye to Bob Butcher. He was here for the two MAC championship contests. And now we start the Tri-Valley championship contest here tonight. A 6 p.m. tip-off between Lawrence and Milford. And welcome into our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Chambers and O'Hara on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney for all your transportation needs as well as daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Let's quickly get in our Section 4 disclaimer here. This broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Just want to update you on the scores from earlier today in case you're driving around in the car and you're saying, who won those MAC championship contests? First, it was the MAC girls game at 2 o'clock with BG defeating Delhi 44-37. Then the game we just had here on CDO, the Sydney boys taking down Delhi 44-34. So big wins today for BG and Sydney, but I just wanted to quickly say this about Delhi. I was so impressed with both their teams. You can't really take anything away from them. They're here in the championship contest. I know they're going to do so well in the Class D sectionals. They both have a good chance to be number one seeds. You know, you might have come here and lost today in the championship, but you've gained so much. Both really young teams that will be back here in the future. I think Delhi is really building something strong over there. Just want to say congratulations on being here, and we'll definitely see you going forward on WCDO. And congratulations to BG and Sydney. We see those two schools quite a bit, and they've had some good success. But really, BG winning their first championship since 06-07, and Delhi is, Sydney has been here many times as well. Since 2001, this was their eighth trip to the MAC Championship, so really just kind of a dynasty over there for Mike Brzee, the head coach for the Sydney boys. But here we are for the Tri-Valley Girls Championship. Of course, the last 3 years, the Girls Championship has been dominated by Franklin. The Franklin Lady Purple Devils, listen to this stat, folks, went 40-0 versus Section 4 opponents from 2012 to 2014, including 34 straight wins against Tri-Valley League opponents. Of course, that class has kind of been broken up now. Jordan Beers playing at Ithaca College. Marissa Cawley is off at Casanova. And Franklin, you know, had a good year this year, but certainly just not the team that they were last year. And that happens. You know, you graduate people and time moves on, and that's the way it goes. So both these teams are getting a taste here of the Tri-Valley Championship. Lawrence hasn't been here in a long time. Milford was here last year and lost 45-27 to Franklin, as Franklin has won the three straight last Tri-Valley Championships. Last time Milford won was back in 04-05, but Milford is a team who has been here, has had some experience, and of course they're led by Addie Lawson, who went over 1,000 points earlier this year, but they have a lot of good role players as well that will be tough to stop here for Dean Marble and the Lawrence Lady Leopards. But they have some good size. They have Lindsay Lang inside. Taylor Kessler is really the engine for Lawrence. And Courtney Sherry is a senior guard as well that will really be tough here today for Lawrence. When we come back here on CDO, we will hear from Milford head coach Jim Weir. And then at halftime, we'll hear from Lawrence head coach Dean Marble. So we'll get their perspectives on everything. So we'll take a quick break. The Girls Tri-Valley Championship from SUCO coming up here on CDO. Lawrence and Milford will battle, and then the boys, same two teams, will battle at 8 o'clock here on CDO. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to high school basketball tonight here on WCDO.
It's Championship Saturday for the MAC and Tri-Valley Leagues, featuring the best boys and girls basketball teams in both leagues. Cork and the crew at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center in Sydney salute the hard work, talent, coaching, and parental support reflected in today's games. And just like these teams, Chambers and O'Hara strives to be your number one team with a great selection of vehicles, available rentals, top-notch service, and the personal touch that creates loyal customers. Good luck to all MAC and Tri-Valley Championship players, coaches, and fans. From Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, call 563-4311.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Nate Lull with you here for WCDO Sports, the Girls Tri-Valley Championship here tonight from SUCO as it's Lawrence and Milford. And we're joined by longtime Milford head coach Jim Weir. Coach, first off, got to ask how excited your team is to get a chance here to get back to the championship game and hopefully bring home a banner for the Milford Lady Wildcats.
I would say they're very excited, and we're looking forward to playing rival over the Hill Lawrence, and should be a good ball game.
Coach, you've been in the Tri-Valley Championship many times in your coaching career. Is there a message you give to the girls? Of course, you have an experienced team, but you know, it's always a little extra butterflies, I guess, when you're in the championship game and everything's on the line. Do you have a special message for them?
The great Dean Smith said it, and I'm going to tell him again tomorrow: play hard, play smart, and play together. If you do that, you'll be successful.
Coach, of course, your team is led by Addie Lawson, an excellent junior guard for you guys, scored over 1,000 points here, hit that mark this year. Can you talk about what she brings to the table as she leads your team into battle?
She always obviously has the other teams, somehow they got to figure out how to defend her. And on the floor, her defense is as good as her offense. She averages almost 8 steals a game, and she just makes everybody around her better.
What do you think are some of the challenges that Lawrence presents to you guys tomorrow? Certainly always a longtime rival, Lawrence and Milford in the Tri-Valley. Of course, they're going to be excited and pumped up as well. What are some of the challenges that they bring to the table?
Well, they've got Taylor Kessler, who is a pretty good shooting guard, and she can go inside as well, and she's a strong player. And Lindsay Lang is a six-footer that they have, and she decides she wants to play and get after you. She can play pretty well, too. And Courtney Sherry is another girl that is just Charlie Hustle. If Pete Rose had to come in here, she'd be Charlie Hustle because she's all over the place. And she's a good size. You know, she's probably 5'10 as well. So we're going to have to deal with rebounding and whatnot, and hopefully we can get the better of it.
I had a chance to watch your squad play Oneonta earlier this week, and your thoughts on being able to take on a Class B team? You guys only lost by 6. It was a tight game the whole way, and just the experience that your club took out of that game.
Well, I think initially going from D to B, the pace and the strength of the game is a little bit different, and it probably took us a quarter to get it figured out. But I think we did, and we competed, and you know, we were there, and obviously we didn't get the W, but I think probably we took a little bit more from that game than a win or loss.
Coach, how excited is the Milford community? You have the boys and the girls in the Tri-Valley Championship this year. It has to be a special buzz around the school and the community that you have such good teams rolling this time of the year.
You know, in little communities like Milford, everybody jumps on the wagon and everybody's out there supporting, and it's a great feeling. And I don't think the kids they realize it, but they say, oh my gosh, all these people were out there yelling and screaming for us, came out to watch us. It's really good. It's good.
This has been Milford head coach Jim Weir joining us here on WCDO. Coach, good luck against Lawrence in the Tri-Valley Championship, and we'll be right back. We're taking a quick break here on WCDO Sports.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowe with you here on WCDO Sports as we get set for the Girls Tri-Valley Championship between Milford and Lawrence. Just wanted to recognize some special sponsors here for today's game. The Lawrence Booster Club as well as the Milford Booster Club really stepping up to help us out here this afternoon and getting this Tri-Valley Championship contest on. We're going to take a quick break to get through the national anthem. We'll come back with the starting lineups here between Milford and Lawrence and the Tri-Valley Championship Girls Edition here on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Catskill Travel, now at their new location, 24 River Street in Sydney. And now with a great Hawaii group cruise. With two-night pre-cruise stay in Honolulu, April 9th to the 18th, 2015. Visit the beautiful Hawaiian islands of Maui, Kauai, and Hawaii. Staying overnight on Maui and Kauai. Inside cabins and pre-cruise tour rates start at only $17.99. Airfare from Albany additional. Catskill Travel, 24 River Street in Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Nate Lowell with you here on WCDO as we get set for the Girls Tri-Valley Championship here between Milford and Lawrence. Again, I just wanted to thank the Milford Booster Club and the Lawrence Booster Club for help sponsoring tonight's broadcast here. Just a couple of quick notes to pass along first. There's two tournaments coming up at both schools that you might want to participate in. First, the 6th Annual Milford Central School 3-on-3 Basketball Tournament, March 21st, 9 a.m., double elimination tournament. You have male and female divisions for students from 5th to 12th grade, also an adult division. Pre-registration is $40 per team up to March 13th. After the 13th, it's $50. You can go to milfordcentral.org to register or call 286-3349. Over in Lawrence, they're having a dodgeball tournament on March 14th at 10 a.m. to benefit the baseball program. It's $10 per player, 6 players per team. Teams are guaranteed 4 games. Grade divisions include 5th and 6th, 7th to 9th, 10th to 12th, and adult divisions. You get food and prizes. Visit lawrencecs.org to register. There's also the annual Lawrence Central School 3-on-3 basketball tournament, April 18th and 19th at LCS. High school and adult divisions, it's a really nice tournament that they put on over there. Trophies and prizes for top teams. For more info, you can visit lawrencecs.org. And finally, the Milford Booster Club First Annual Futsal Soccer Tournament, Saturday, March 28th, starting at 8 a.m. for modified and varsity-level teams. Fee for each team is $80. You can contact the Milford Central School Booster Club to register, 437-4225. That's 437-4225. The Booster Club is also looking for tournament sponsors, so if your business might want to be involved in that soccer tournament, it's $25 to have your business name placed on the back of the shirt. Again, you can call the Booster Club at 437-4225 if you're interested there. So you have 2 3-on-3 tournaments coming up, one at Milford on March 21st, one in Lawrence on April 18th and 19th. You have the dodgeball tournament over in Lawrence on March 14th. And the soccer tournament, the first annual, put on by the Milford Booster Club on Saturday, March 28th. So a lot of fun activities. 3-on-3 tournament's always a blast in the spring locally. Certainly a lot of fun. So mark your calendar down for those 3-on-3s as well as the dodgeball tournament and the soccer tournament as well over in Milford. So we're getting set here for the Girls Tri-Valley Championship Contest here as we get set for the starting lineups. We're going to step away one more time. We'll come back right here on WCDO.
New York Central Mutual Insurance of Edmonston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, New York Central Mutual has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. New York Central Mutual is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online, nycm.com.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Starting lineups here. Milford and Lawrence in the Girls Tri-Valley Championship starting lineups. First for Milford, a senior number 10, Emily Mertz, a junior number 15, Taylor Olmsted, a sophomore number 20, Savannah Eckberg, a junior number 22, Matea Waters, and a junior number 24, Addie Lawson. Head coach for Milford is longtime head coach Jim Weir. And for Lawrence, the Lady Leopards are led by freshman number 3, Rochelle Sosha, a junior number 10, Lindsay Lang, a junior number 13, Taylor Kessler, a senior number 20, Courtney Sherry, as well as number 12, a sophomore, Kayla Johnson. And they are led by head coach Dean Marble. Milford will be in the home white uniforms with the purple shorts here tonight. Says Milford in purple lettering across the front of the uniform. Lawrence is in the road red uniforms, like a cherry red with the black and white trim. Says Lawrence in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Milford will go left to right to start things off. Lawrence will go right to left. And so we'll get things started here between Lawrence and Milford. And Lawrence is actually going to start Claire Frazier, a senior, instead of 12, Kayla Johnson, the sophomore. So just one quick note there on the starting lineups. And we'll jump things up here between Savannah Eckberg of Milford and Lindsay Lang of Lawrence. So here we go. We'll have Milford and Lawrence in the Girls Tri-Valley Championship and the Boys Tri-Valley Championship to follow. Kind of the MAC crowds left here, and now the Tri-Valley crowds have stepped in to make some noise here for the Ladies Tri-Valley Championship, and Milford will win the opening tip, and Addie Lawson will take it right up to the hole and can't get the roll to go, but the rebound is there, up and good for Taylor Olmsted, and she gets the first 2 points of the game, and Milford is going to come out in a 1-2-2 press. They have an early 2-0 lead. Here's Taylor Kessler for Lindsay Lang. Passes ahead now for Claire Frazier. Frazier will get it up top for the freshman, Rochelle Sosha. Top of the three-point line as Milford settles in here. 2-3. On defense, Lawrence will pass into the far right corner. Shot there for Lawrence is up and good for Claire Frazier. So she scores the first 2 points of the night, too, and now Lawrence is going to come with a press. So it's 2-2 with 7:10 to go first quarter. Here's Milford going left to right in the home white uniforms with the purple trim. Top of the key for Addie Lawson. Pumps it over for Waters. Shot is off the mark. No good. Lawrence the rebound. Skying up was the senior Courtney Sherry. And Lawrence really has some height out here with Sherry as well as Lindsay Lang. So Lang is at the top of the key. Passes to the far side for Sherry. Hauser pocket pick there by Addie Lawson. Ball out of bounds. And we'll stay here with Lawrence. 6:49 to go, first quarter. We're tied 2-2 between Milford and Lawrence. And now Sosha has the ball, gets into the paint, stripped away there, and it's picked up here by Milford. Milford will work it forward with Taylor Olmsted. Here's Olmsted ahead for Addie Lawson at half court here for Milford. Opening minutes of the girls' Tri-Valley Championship here from SUNY Oneonta. Nate Lull with you on CDO. Long shot for Emily Mertz in the right corner. Off the mark, no good. Addie Lawson will pick it up and scoop it in. Addie Lawson, her first 2 points of the game. And Milford leads 4-2. Here's Socia with the ball. Lost it out of bounds. Tries to go diving into the Lawrence bench to save it, but the turnover gives the ball back here to Milford. We'll hear from Lawrence head coach Dean Marble at the halftime break. He said when we spoke to him earlier this week, his team has to be first to those loose balls. They cannot let Addie Lawson get in behind and get some of those easy one-touch shots. And now a steal away by Lawrence, and Lindsay Lang will scoop it up. Lang will bring it up the floor here for Lawrence. Passes back across as it's Milford 4, Lawrence 2 with 5:55 to go first quarter. And here is Lang down the near side into the corner. Right corner for Courtney Sherry. Dumps it down low. Up off the glass for Lawrence and in. Claire Frazier with the first 4 points of the night here for Lawrence. It's 4-4 with 5:35 to go in this first quarter. Here's Milford with the ball in the backcourt. Addie Lawson ahead for Matea Waters. Leaves it back off for Lawson. Stops outside the three-point line. Lawson, little dribble drive, lost it. Has to pull it back out. Left wing side, right in front of the Lawrence bench. Little give and go back to Lawson. Top of the key for Emily Mertz. Mertz with the ball. She was hurt for part of the season, and Lawrence had to deal without their point guard. They get it back for Addie Lawson. Long three ball is good for Lawson from way downtown. And she's got 5 points, and Milford's up 7-4. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. As I was saying, just good to see Emily Mertz back out there. Milford struggled without her, and the senior point guard does a nice job for the Lady Wildcats. 4:59 to go, first quarter. Milford 7, Lawrence 4. And let me tell you, folks, that three by Addie Lawson was an absolute bomb from downtown. The deepest three we've seen so far today. By far, as in the MAC championship, both teams struggled shooting the ball. Here's Socia to the left side, now back to the right side for Lindsay Lang. Skips it across the zone, back for Frazier. It's in. Wow, Claire Frazier with 6 points to start things off. It's Milford 7, Lawrence 6. 4:35 to go, first quarter. So the Leopards hanging tough here in the Tri-Valley championship. Now Taylor Olmstead gets it to Ekberg in the lane. It's good. Savannah Ekberg, her first 2 points of the night for Milford. It's Milford 9, Lawrence 6 with 4:15 to go first quarter. To the right side for Lindsay Lang. Back for Taylor Kessler, who we haven't seen touch the ball too much here in the opening minutes. Now a steal for Milford. And a foul by Taylor Kessler as she banged shoulders there with Taylor Olmstead. First foul of the night here against Lawrence. So 4:08 to go first quarter. Milford 9, Lawrence 6. Addie Lawson with 5 points to lead Milford, and Claire Frazier with 6 points to lead Lawrence in the early going. And to the right side, now here's Emily Mertz, stripped away there by Taylor Kessler, and those two go battling down to the floor. Milford comes away, back out for Lawson. Three ball is off the mark, no good. Waters the rebound for Milford, pulls it back out. Waters gets it to the high post now as Milford goes left to right. They hold on to possession. 3:45 to go first quarter. Addie Lawson for Emily Mertz, far side, three ball, can't get the roll. Ball is loose, and Lawrence will come away with Lindsay Lang. Just has her foot, though, on the out-of-bounds line, and possession will go back to Milford with 3:36 to go first quarter. Milford 9, Lawrence 6. And Milford will inbound the ball on the left wing underneath the basket with Addie Lawson. Lawson passing in for Waters, gets it back. In the left corner, she's trapped. Socia did a nice job to poke the ball away. Out of bounds, and possession will stay here with Milford. 26 on the shot clock, so plenty of time there. 3.5 to go, first quarter here, live from Oneonta State, Girls Tri-Valley Championship. Here's Addie Lawson up off the glass, broken up no good, and Lawrence will come away. 3:25 to go, first quarter. Kessler a long pass ahead for Lindsay Lang, and now for Socia. Dribble drive across for Frazier, up and good. First 8 points of the game for Lawrence all come from senior Claire Frazier. So it's Milford 9 and Lawrence 8. 3:05 to go first quarter. Here's Milford back the other way. Addie Lawson, corner jumper right side, no good. We'll have a foul on the rebound. We'll see who this is on. I believe it's going to be on Lawrence. So 3 minutes to go first quarter. Milford 9, Lawrence 8. And it's a sea of red and purple on the far side of the court as both these schools well represented here for the Tri-Valley Championship. Milford gets the ball in. First foul of the evening on Courtney Sherry of Lawrence. Here is Lawson for Savannah Ekberg. Inside now for Taylor Olmstead. Her shot is knocked away. Off the mark, no good. Kessler pulls it down. Outlet pass for Lindsay Lang. And now ahead for Frazier, who already has 8 points for Lawrence. And ahead for Courtney Sherry. Sherry to the right side. Bounce pass for Socha. Jumper off the mark, no good. Rebound, Lindsay Lang off the glass and in. Lindsay Lang puts it home. And it's Lawrence 10, Milford 9. We'll have a timeout by head coach for Milford, Jim Weir. 2:34 to go, first quarter. Lawrence 10, Milford 9. We'll step away here on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
2.5 minutes to go, first quarter, girls Tri-Valley action here. Tri-Valley Championship game live from SUNY Oneonta. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO. It's our third of four games here today that we'll be doing. Did the boys MAC and girls MAC championships. Now we're on to the Tri-Valley. Lawrence with the ball going right to left. Taylor Kessler, a shot right wing side, is off the mark, no good. Here comes Milford. Here's Addie Lawson down the floor, left side, gets tripped up from behind. We'll have a foul on Lawrence with 2:12 to go here in the first quarter. It's Lawrence 10, Milford 9. And this is actually going to be a foul here. It's going to be against Addie Lawson. So Lawson was dribbling the ball to the basket and got called for a push-off there. So Lawrence will pick the ball back up. They lead by one. And I think this is a good opening quarter here for Lawrence. They've had a chance to settle in. Claire Frazier scored the first 8 points of the game. That was huge for her. So 2 minutes to go here, first quarter. Lawrence leads 10-9, and they've settled in nicely for being relatively a young and new team here to the Tri-Valley Championship. That was steeled, though, by Milford, and Addie Lawson down the right wing. Lawson almost had her pocket picked by Socha. Gets around her, pulls up and in. And Lawson now has seven of Milford's 11 points. Wildcats lead the Leopards 11-10 with 1:35 to go, first quarter. Lawrence going right to left. And Courtney Sherry will throw this ball up too high over the head there of Taylor Kessler and out of bounds. Just want to say thank you to several of our fine sponsors here for Championship Saturday basketball, including the Eaton and Griffith Law Office in Sydney, also by Delhi Telephone and Cable, DTC Company, and Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, all supporting high school basketball here today on CDO. Here's Emily Mertz, a shot from downtown off the mark, no good. 1:20 to go, first quarter. Milford 11, Lawrence 10. And here's Socha back to the top of the key as Lawrence goes right to left. Shot down there for guess who? Claire Frazier. She's got 10 of Lawrence's 12 points. And Lawrence leads 12-11 with 1:05 to go, first quarter. And here's Waters going left to right. Waters for Addie Lawson, crosses half court here for the Milford Wildcats. Here's Lawson, thought about a three, keeps the dribble, tries to kick it out for Emily Mertz. It's tipped away, but Mertz comes up with it. 10 on the shot clock. Here's Waters with the shot from the outside for Milford. Off the mark, no good. And Lawrence rips down the rebound with Claire Frazier. Having a heck of a first quarter here for the Leopards. Outlet pass to Socha. Down the right wing she goes. Socha pulls up, jumper off the mark, no good. Dawn Simmons with a rebound here for Milford. Outlet pass now down the left wing for Emily Mertz. 25 seconds to go. First quarter, Lawrence 12, Milford 11. Here's Addie Lawson at the top of the key. Lawson looking to hold it for one last shot. The shot clock and the game clock are almost identical at this point, down to 12 to go. Milford takes it inside, up off the glass. It's good for Taylor Olmstead, who has 4 points. And Milford leads 13-12. Ahead now for Socia of Lawrence, deep into the corner for Courtney Sherry. And time will run out on the first quarter as Lawrence unable to get the shot off. So the end of the first quarter here in the Girls Tri-Valley Championship, Milford 13, Lawrence 12. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on WCDO Sports.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Chase Health of New Berlin is a proud sponsor of Unadilla Valley Basketball here on WCDO. They wish the best to all UV athletes and cheer on the Storm this season. Chase Health, where the focus is on living and getting you back to your life as soon as possible. When you think of a short-term rehab center, think of Chase Health, where the focus is on life, your life. Chase Health, located in New Berlin and serving the community since 1972. Call them today at 847-7000 or visit online chasenursinghome.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back here to Dewar Arena, live in Oneonta. Snowy weather outside if you might be traveling home from the MAC games or coming up here for the boys game later from the Tri-Valley. Be careful out there. Crazy weather we've been having lately. All this cold weather and the snow. Boy, it's tough, but we're nice and toasty warm inside here at SUNY Oneonta. Start of the second quarter, girls Tri-Valley Championship basketball game here. Milford leads 13-12 as we start the second quarter. Claire Frazier with 10 points in the first quarter for Lawrence, and Addie Lawson with 7 for Milford. And so here's Lindsay Lang to inbounds. Start things off here for Lawrence. Gets it right into Kayla Johnson, who comes into the game now off the bench for head coach Dean Marble. Inside for Taylor Kessler, up off the glass, can't get the shooter's roll. Lawrence with the rebound, right back up, missing again. Lindsay Lang, a second opportunity, no good. Lawson rips down the rebound, this time for Milford, going left to right. Bounce pass for Riley Griffiths, up and good for Milford. And Riley Griffiths, her first 2 points of this contest, and Milford leads 15-12, 7.5 minutes to go, second quarter. Lawrence looking to break the press here of Milford. They get it over half court. And now a steal by Addie Lawson. Just picked the pocket there of Johnson. Pulls up for three. This one off the rim. Too short. Lawson, instead of driving, decided to just pull up for the three. Here's Lawrence back the other way. It's Milford 15, Lawrence 12. Girls Tri-Valley Championship here on CDO. Also, thanks for joining us on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Into the high post, knocked away by Riley Griffiths. Now for Addie Lawson, and Milford coming ahead. Little crossover move for Lawson, and she gets into the front court as Milford goes left to right. Looking to pass down low here for Abby Freer, but she will travel back the other way. With 6:51 to go second quarter, Lawrence ball. Milford leads 15-12. Big thank you to ACCO Brands of Sydney, also Huff Ice Cream of Sydney, and Scoville Mino Auto Group of Sydney, Bainbridge, and Oneonta for sponsoring Championship Saturday basketball here on CDO. 6:40 to go, second quarter. Lawrence with the ball going right to left. Into the left baseline corner. Back out for Lindsay Lang for a three. She got it. Lindsay Lang now has 5 points. And we've seen more three-pointers in this game between Lawrence and Milford than I think we saw in all of the boys and girls MAC championship contests. So these Tri-Valley teams have learned how to shoot here at SUCO. Ball is on the floor now as Taylor Kessler gets tied up there with Mattiah Waters. And the possession arrow will go back to Milford. So Kessler, not afraid to get on the floor here for Lawrence to tie things up. 6:19 to go, second quarter. And Taylor Kessler, just a junior. Lindsay Lang, a junior. So some underclass success here. But Claire Frazier, 10 points, the senior leadership here for Lawrence in this first half. 6:10 to go. We're tied at 15. A good game so far in the Tri-Valley Championship between Milford and Lawrence. Close rivals in terms of geography, too, as they're just over the hill from one another. And now here's Abby Freer to the bucket, and that's up and good for Milford. Her first 2 points of the night. It's Milford 17, Lawrence 15. 5:50 to go, second quarter. Here's Lawrence with the ball, going right to left now. In the red uniforms with the black and the white trim against Milford, the white uniforms with the purple shorts and purple trim. Here's Taylor Kessler from downtown. No good. Dawn Simmons, the rebound for Milford. She's tied up, and we'll have the possession arrow on the jump ball, staying here with Lawrence. 5:38 to go, second quarter. It's Milford 17, Lawrence 15. Lawrence with the ball and Lindsay Lang. Lang will have it underneath. Milford setting up a 2-3 on defense as Lang will inbound the ball from the right block underneath the Lawrence basket in their own offensive end. She's quickly got to get it in. Lofts one up. It's stolen away here by Riley Griffiths. So Griffiths will pass it over to the far side for Addie Lawson, top of the key. And here comes Milford as they lead 17-15. 5:25 to go, second quarter. Riley Griffiths working it inside for Taylor Olmstead. She is tripped up, falls to the floor. We'll have a whistle with 5:21 to go here, second quarter. See who gets this call here. Milford 17 and Lawrence 15. Foul will be on Lindsay Lang, her first. Just update you on the team foul situation. Lawrence with three, Milford with two. Milford gets the ball in and another quick foul here on Lawrence as Rochelle Socha takes her foul. That's her first. As I'm telling you, Lawrence is just hungry to get to the ball, and on the last two possessions, that's resulted in a foul, but you like to see that aggressiveness. 5:15 to go, second quarter. Milford 17, Lawrence 15. Here's Addie Lawson into the corner for Milford. Back up top looking for Riley Griffiths. Pulls in. Jumper from the foul line is good for Griffiths. And she's got four. 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Milford takes a four-point lead, 19-15. Taylor Kessler to the far side for Lawrence. Back across for Lindsay Lang. Lang back to Kessler. Dribble drive into the paint. Throws it up. Can't get the shot to go, but she'll go to the line. 4:50 to go, second quarter. And Taylor Kessler, the junior guard, will step in here for Lawrence. Just want to mention C.H. Landers Funeral Home of Sydney, also Bainbridge Coin Laundry, and Stacy Frazier, associate broker at Keller Williams Upstate New York Properties, also as fine sponsors for Championship Saturday basketball here on CDO. First shot is off the mark for Taylor Kessler. Second shot coming here for the junior wearing number 13. With 4:50 to go before the half, it's Milford 19, Lawrence 15. Second shot coming here for Kessler, off the mark, no good. And Waters will rip down the rebound here for Milford. Ahead to Taylor Olmstead, and now back off to Riley Griffiths, and to the far side it goes. Looking for Addie Lawson. Lawson to the left side, outside the three-point line, as Milford goes left to right. Little give and go with Waters. And Lawson now just kind of walking the tightrope of the baseline, gets it inside to the paint. Shot there for Olmstead, off the mark, no good. Lindsay Lang pulls it down here for Lawrence in the outlet flat pass to Claire Frazier. Now for Lang, back to Frazier, left side. 4:15 to go here, second quarter. Here's Socha. Shot is off the mark, no good. Taya Waters pulls it back down in. Back for Lawson, and we'll have a foul on Socha, her second. 4:08 to go, second period. And it's Milford 19, Lawrence 15. So Lawson will inbounds the ball in the backcourt here for the Wildcats. And a little give and go here with Riley Griffiths as they get it back in. 4 minutes to go, second quarter. Griffiths now at the top of the key. Looks to step in. Passes back off to Ekberg. Into the corner for Lawson. Juggles the ball. Goes baseline. Milford leading by four. Back up to Griffiths. 10 on the shot clock. They work it inside for Olmstead. She lost it. Waters with the save, but it's ripped away here by Lawrence. Lindsay Lang will look to get it out of harm's way here for the Leopards. Passes ahead to Frazier. Frazier to half court for Taylor Kessler. Too far in front of her. Out of bounds. And possession right back here to Milford. Lawrence, I think, just needs to take a deep breath here with 3:35 to go, second quarter. 19-15 the score as Emily Mertz comes back in for Riley Griffiths. Lawrence is Played a very nice first half here so far, trying to keep it in this four-point range. Milford with the ball, going left to right, into the left corner, on the baseline for Lawson, one-handed pass back out for Mertz. Mertz to the far side for Waters, steps in, down low for Ekberg, little up and under, but she'll travel the ball right back to Lawrence with 3:16 to go, second quarter. Our nightcap here on CDO will be these same two schools, but on the boys' side, Lawrence taking on Milford. And boy, folks, if you haven't seen those two teams, you're in for a real treat here tonight from SUNY Oneonta. Lawrence with the ball, top of the key going right to left. They get it inside for Kessler, goes up for the shot, blocked away. Rebound here for Courtney Sherry. She can't get the left-handed layup. Ball out of bounds, and possession will go to Milford. So 2:58 to go, second quarter. Milford 19, Lawrence 15. Wildcats get the ball in. They'll work it up the floor going left to right. Here's Addie Lawson at half court. Lawson to the left side for Emily Mertz. Outside the three-point line now. Mertz picked up her dribble, doesn't have anywhere to go. Hands it back off to Lawson, who comes over to bail her out. Lawson into the paint. Jumper is good, and Addie Lawson has nine. And it's 2:35 to go, second quarter. Milford 21, Lawrence 15. Kessler ahead. Now for Frazier inside. Courtney Sherry up off the glass. Couldn't quite get it to go. Boy, that one would have been a big one for Lawrence if they could get it to go down. 2:20 to go, second quarter. Here's Lawson, top of the key. Three ball for Milford. Too short off the front rim. And Lawrence tracking down the rebound with Courtney Sherry, and she's fouled. And Dean Marble told us during the week, my team has to be first to loose balls. We have to win that battle if we want to have a chance to beat Milford. And boy, he has really made that apparent to his team because they have been all over the floor here tonight. Nice job by Lawrence. 2:05 to go, second quarter. Milford 21, Lawrence 15. Socha at the top of the key. Passes over for Lindsey Lang. Now for Kessler. Pump fake. Dribble drive up off the glass and good for Taylor Kessler. Kessler's first 2 points of the evening here, and it's Milford 21, Lawrence 17. Lawson gets the ball in and passes to the far side for Waters. Back to Lawson as Milford brings the ball up going left to right. Lawson crossing the Red Dragon logo at half court here at SUCO. Here's Lawson with a dribble drive now for Waters. Outside the three-point line, inside for Ekberg. Turnaround shot as she got it off there to Taylor Olmstead, and she's fouled. And it looks like Olmstead will go to the line here with 1:32 to go, second quarter. Milford leads 21-17. That's the sixth team foul on Lawrence. There's four against Milford currently. Olmstead will go to the line here. The junior already with 4 points tonight. Olmstead stepping in. First shot coming. And this one is, oh, off the back rim. Hit the front rim, too, and then dies and falls out. So still a 21-17 game with a minute and a half to go before our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll also hear from Lawrence head coach Dean Marble at the half. Second shot is off the mark, no good for Olmstead. Lawrence with the rebound. So still a four-point ball game here in the girls' Tri-Valley Championship. Lawrence bringing the ball up the floor, going right to left here with Claire Frazier, who has 10 points to lead Lawrence. Back off for Kessler. Three ball left side, off the mark, no good. Mattia Waters will bring it back down and ahead. Now for Mertz. Mertz for Addie Lawson. Looking to get a pick here from Mattia Waters. She does. Gets it back to Waters. Little give and go, but stolen away here by Lawrence. Socha and Kessler, kind of a double-team steal there for Lawrence as they get to half court. Passes to the far side now for Lindsey Lang. Little give and go back to Kessler. Shot in the lane, no good. Rebound is off the mark as well. Courtney Sherry picks up the loose change. Can't get it to go. Third opportunity, and she's fouled. Boy, great individual effort there by Courtney Sherry. Got two rebounds and now heads to the line. So Mattia Waters with the foul. 42 seconds to go here before halftime. It's Milford 21 and Lawrence 17. So here's the shot coming from Courtney Sherry. Sherry at the line, takes her time. First one is up and off the mark, no good. Sherry, the senior, stepping in for her second opportunity. In case you're just joining us, BG girls win the MAC championship over Del High, 44-37. Sydney boys win the MAC championship over Del High, 44-34. And we're now in the Tri-Valley nightcap as Courtney Sherry misses her second opportunity there. Score remains 21-17. So we'll have the girls' Tri-Valley championship followed by the boys as Jim Weir will take a timeout here after Milford rebounds off of that foul shot miss. So 33 seconds to go, second quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds. It's Milford 21, Lawrence 17. I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to Championship Basketball here tonight on CDO.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO. 33 seconds to go before halftime. 21-17. Stay safe on the roads out there, folks. If you're joining us, hopefully maybe you're curled up by the fire listening to CDO tonight. Perfect night for that. 21-17 the score as Milford goes left to right here. Girls Tri-Valley Championship game. Halftime coming up. Addie Lawson with the ball now for the Milford Lady Wildcats. For Emily Mertz in the right corner. Back for Waters. For Mertz and Ekberg inside for the Lady Wildcats. Taylor Olmstead running the baseline. Tracks the ball down left corner. Back out for Lawson. 10 ticks to go on the clock. Lawson steps in. Launches a three and it's short. And the ball piles out of bounds here. It almost looked like Lawson was going to be able to save it, but she couldn't. So 4 seconds to go here before the half, and it's Milford 21, Lawrence 17. Milford's going to have to go the length of the floor, or excuse me, Lawrence will have to go the length of the floor against this Milford defense. We'll see if they're able to get a shot off or not here with 4.5 seconds to go. Milford playing some tight man-to-man defense. So here's Lindsey Lang. He's going to loft it up over the defense, stolen away though by Lawson. Ball is on the floor, and no one is going to be able to get off a shot. That'll do it. It's halftime here between Milford and Lawrence, and the Lady Wildcats lead 21-17. We'll be right back. We're going to have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up here on WCDO.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here at the Girls Tri-Valley Championship halftime. It's Milford 21, Lauren 17. Let's run you through the scoring summary here from the first half. First for Milford, Riley Griffiths with 4, Taylor Olmstead with 4, Savannah Eckberg with 2, Addie Lawson with 9, Abby Freer with 2. For Milford, a total of 21. For Lawrence on the other side, Lindsay Lang with 5, Taylor Kessler with 2, and Claire Frazier with 10 to lead the way for a total of 17 for Lawrence. So great job there by Claire Frazier. Came out, scored the first 8 points of the ball game there for the Lawrence Leopards. Just an excellent game so far here in the Tri-Valley Championship as they are announcing the league all-stars here. As a couple players from Lawrence, a couple players from Milford, as well as several others from around the Tri-Valley being honored here for their efforts during the season. This is our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Of course, you can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll hear from Lawrence head coach Dean Marble. Again, the halftime report here brought to you by Marabito Energy Products. Milford leads 21-17 over Lawrence here on WCDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Nate Lull here for WCDO Sports as we get set for the Tri-Valley Championship between Lawrence and Milford in girls action tonight. We're joined by Lawrence head coach Dean Marble. Coach, how excited are you and your girls to get to the championship game? It's been a while since LCS has been in this position, and it's great to see both the boys and girls teams there this year.
Yeah, it's the first time we've both gone in the same sport at the same season. We're very excited. It's been a goal for a year or two here, and the girls have worked extremely hard trying to get to this point. Hopefully we're not satisfied with that, but that's the first goal has been met.
What has been the key to your success this year? The Tri-Valley, I thought, from watching, from my perspective, has been very even. There's a lot of good teams that you had to work your way through to get to the championship. What helped you guys to be successful this year?
There were some very good teams. There were some teams that played very well some nights against us. Our defense has gotten us here. We've held opponents to under 30 points a game on an average, and our defense is what's kept us in this. Our offense has struggled at times, but we think we've got a handle on that here at the end of the season, so we'll see.
Your opponent for the championship game, of course, the Milford Lady Wildcats, a team that has a lot of offensive firepower, and of course they're used to being in this game, and they're led by Addie Lawson. Can you talk a little bit about what your club needs to do to try to shut her down and keep Milford at bay?
We try to know where she is all the time. You've got to know where she is and what she's up to, and you can't turn your back on her either. She'll sneak by you and be in under the basket getting rebounds quicker than you can say boo. So the first thing is to know where she is. I think the key to this game is, I think whoever gets to the ball first, whether it's a rebound or a loose ball or what it is going to come out on top of this one. If we get beat to the ball all night, it's going to be a long night for us.
Coach, have you talked to your girls about playing on the big court up at Succo? Just always seems like there's a lot more space, and we've seen some teams over the years struggle to shoot the ball there, whether it be the depth perception or anything like that. Have you had a conversation at all with your team about that?
We have talked about it. I'm trying not to put a lot of emphasis on it. We're talking about working for good shots getting good shots and then not being afraid to take them, we've also got to remember that we've got a rebound after every shot goes up too, and I think that's going to be a key for both teams. I think the team that gets to the ball first is going to be better off.
What has really been some of your success? It seems like you have a little bit of a younger team, and you seem to have come together and gelled at the right time, and it looks like the future is bright for the Lawrence girls varsity squad as well.
We believe the future is bright. We've got a good bunch of kids in 7th, 8th, and 9th grade that they're doing great. And 10th, 11th, and 12th graders are all playing varsity this year, so they've gotten quite a little experience with the juniors and seniors. They're just a great bunch of kids. They get along well. They like each other. We spend time together. They're not afraid to come out and work. They've worked as hard as I've asked them to all season, and I couldn't be prouder of the ladies. This is something new for the girls in Lawrence, and as far as the amount of commitment and time and success also. So it's really cool to be a part of. I'm grateful for the opportunity to go along with them.
Lawrence head coach Dean Marvel, thanks for joining us here on WCDO. Good luck in the Tri-Valley Championship.
Thank you, Nate.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back here on WCDO Sports.
It's Championship Saturday for the Mac and Tri-Valley Leagues, featuring the best boys and girls basketball teams in both leagues. Cork and the crew at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center in Sydney salute the hard work, talent, coaching, and parental support reflected in today's games. And just like these teams, Chambers and O'Hara strives to be your number one team with a great selection of vehicles, available rentals, top-notch service, and the personal touch that creates loyal customers. Good luck to all Mac and Tri-Valley Championship players, coaches, and fans. From Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Call 563-4311.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO Sports. Halftime of the girls' Tri-Valley Championship game, Milford 21, Lawrence 17. Just wanted to recognize some of our special sponsors here for today's game, especially from the Lawrence and Milford area. We have the Misty Ridge Cat Lodge over in Lawrence. Stop by and see them today. You have the Milford Booster Club, of course, Isabella's Pizza and Pasta on Main Street in Lawrence, as well as Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria over in Morris. You also have the Lawrence Booster Club and other fine sponsors who have been sponsoring us throughout the day, the Allison Oil Company of Delhi, Payne's Cranes of Bainbridge, Ackle Brands of Sydney, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney, NBT Bank, SFCU, Sportsfield Specialties in Delhi, Neighbors Insurance in Sydney and Oneonta, Smith Insurance Agency in Sydney, and the Delaware National Bank of Delhi. And that's just to name a few. A lot of local businesses really coming out to support their local teams here in the championship contest. In case you're just joining us, maybe you want to catch up from the afternoon, the BG girls win the MAC championship in the 2 o'clock game here today over Delhi, 44-37. Then at 4 o'clock, it was the Sydney boys defeating Delhi, 44-34, to win the MAC boys championship. And now we are here at the halftime break of Milford and Lawrence in the Tri-Valley girls championship, with Milford leading 21-17. And our nightcap will be at 8 o'clock between Milford and Lawrence. That's set to be a good one as well, as those are two very talented boys teams. Thanks for joining us as well today on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. You can go back and listen to our games anytime. Right after the contest, they're uploaded right onto our website, and you can go back and listen to those anytime you would like. We'll also upload all our coach interviews onto WCDOsports.com. We already have BG head coach Bob Conway and also Todd Bruce, head coach of the Delhi Girls. Those are both up on the website already. We'll get the rest up just a little bit later here tonight. So we'll take a break. We'll come back and start off the second half between Milford and Lawrence in the Girls Tri-Valley Championship. Stay tuned for more here on WCDO Sports.
Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We're back here, folks, as we get set for the start of the second half. 21-17 the score. Milford on top over Lawrence as we get set for the second half. And just a reminder, coming up at the halftime of the boys' game, the Tri-Valley League will have several people inducted into the Coaches Hall of Fame, including Andy Carr, the current head coach of the Lawrence boys. He's been there since 1989. Corey Peer spent time with Skenevis and Worcester from 95 to the present. He will be inducted, as well as Terry Adams, who has spent time with Edmiston, and since 97 he has been at Cherry Valley Springfield. So those three coaches will be inducted at halftime of the boys' game into the Tri-Valley Hall of Fame. So congratulations to them. A lot of great names on the wall already in the Tri-Valley Hall of Fame. We'll get set for the start of the second half here. Milford 21, Lawrence 17. Milford will go right to left to start things off in this third quarter. Milford in the home white uniforms with the purple trim, says Milford in purple lettering across the chest. Lawrence in the road red uniforms with the black trim. The white trim as well says Lawrence in white lettering across the chest. And here we are, Addie Lawson with the ball to start things off for Milford. Thanks for joining us here on CDO to start the second half, as well as on the web stream at WCDOsports.com. And here is Addie Lawson, dribble drive to the right side, passes across to Ekberg. She's loose in the lane, gets tied up. Ball rolls out of bounds, and we'll go back here to Lawrence. So 7:38 to go, third quarter. Milford 21, Lawrence 17. Here comes Lawrence down the floor with Socia. She gets over the half-court line. Socia, top of the key, little give-and-go with Taylor Kessler back to the left side as Lawrence goes left to right. Now top of the key for Socia. Pocket is picked there by Annie Lawson. Lawson has her pocket picked right back by Socia, and out of bounds it goes. Boy, two ferocious competitors there as Lawson stole the first one, and then Socia was able to track her down and again knock it away. Socia, a really quick guard here. As looks like Milford head coach Jim Weir will want to take a timeout to set things up, give his team a little breather. 7:18 to go here, third quarter. Milford 21 and Lawrence 17. Give you another chance to talk about some of our special sponsors here for today's game. Of course, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, the Egley Machine Company of Sydney, Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney, as well as McDowell & Walker in Sydney, Afton, and Delhi. Just another reminder, we talked about it at the top of the broadcast, several tournaments going on at both Milford and Lawrence coming up to support their athletic programs. March 21st, the Milford Central School basketball tournament. And on March 28th, the first annual Milford Booster Club soccer tournament. Over at Lawrence, April 18th and 19th, 3-on-3 basketball tournament. And a dodgeball tournament over at LCS. on March 14th at 10 a.m. You can visit lawrencecs.org to register there or milfordcentral.org to register for the Milford tournaments. So we're back underway. Milford 21, Lawrence 17. Addie Lawson, three from the top of the key. Big rebound here by Olmstead. Up off the glass, no good. 7:05 to go, third quarter, and an outlet pass and a rebound here for Lawrence as they go left to right. Kessler brings the ball down the floor. Kessler now holding on to it. Will give it off for Socia for Lindsey Lang. At the top of the key for Kessler. And this would be a big possession for Lawrence if they can get a bucket. Outside for Lang. 15-footer, no good. Lawson the rebound for Milford. Lawson brings it down the floor, left side. She goes up, top of the key, now to the left side for three. This one off the front of the rim, and a rebound for Lindsey Lang, and an outlet pass, and Lawrence looks to run. And here is Rochelle Socia all the way to the hoop. This one just rattles out. Ball loose on the floor, and Lawrence will come away with it with a fresh shot clock. So nobody has scored yet in the second half. It's 6:20 to go, third quarter. Milford 21, Lawrence 17. Another steal here for Addie Lawson. Lawson takes it away from Socia. Gets around her this time, up off the glass and in. Addie Lawson is into double figures. She has 11, and now a timeout on the floor for Lawrence and head coach Dean Marble. 6:12 to go, third quarter. Milford 23 and Lawrence 17. Take this opportunity to step away and take a quick break. We'll be right back here on WCDO Sports.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jess F. Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 6:05 to go, third quarter. Milford 23, Lawrence 17. Thanks for joining us here on CDO. To the right side, here comes Lawrence as they trail here. Have not scored yet in the third period. Into the corner now for Courtney Sherry. Back across for Lindsey Lang. Lang with the ball here, heavily pressured by the Milford defense. Gets it off for Claire Frazier. Bang for Claire Frazier, and she's got 12 points. Back to a four-point game. Milford 23, Lawrence 19 with 5:42 to go, third quarter. Milford with the ball deep in their own end, and Lawrence is bringing the press now. Again, looks like a 1-2-1-1 press here is the way it's set up. And now the ball on the floor, and Lawrence is going to get a steal. And on the floor is Courtney Sherry, but they're going to call a travel on her as she tried to roll over to pass it off to one of her teammates to get the offense set up. They'll call the travel on her, so the ball right back to Milford. 5:35 to go, third quarter, and Addie Lawson will look to throw the ball in here for Milford. Lofts it up over the defense. It was stolen away there by Taylor Kessler, who got it to Kayla Johnson, tipped it to her, and then a foul on Matea Waters. And so Lawrence trying to chip away. They trail by four with 5:35 to go, third quarter. Lindsey Lang will inbound the ball in front of her own bench. Gets it in here to Kayla Johnson. Johnson has it tipped away, though, by Addie Lawson. And Lawson ahead now for Milford with another steal. Lawson averaging about 8 steals per game. So her hands are very active out there, and she's well on the way to that tonight. Lawson at the top of the key. Stutter steps, pump fakes, far side. Lawson with 11, looking to add to it. Gets into the corner now for Mertz. Mertz back for Lawson. Again, good defense here by Lawrence. Draped all over her is Taylor Kessler, and now we'll have a foul on Kessler on the reach-in. So 5:07 to go, third quarter. Milford leads 23-19. And Lawson will inbounds the ball here for Milford to Waters. Inside for Taylor Olmstead. Back out for Emily Mertz. Three ball, died on the rim, no good. Now back the other way here for Lawrence and Lindsey Lang. Lang across for Kayla Johnson, bringing the ball up the floor here for Lawrence. And now ahead for Claire Frazier, who's had an excellent night here for Lawrence with 12 points. 4:45 to go, third quarter. Milford 23, Lawrence 19. Little give and go back inside. The shot no good for Courtney Sherry. And the ball loose on the floor now off the rebound. Milford will come away as Kessler was right there on the floor trying to steal it again for the Leopards. And a head up the floor for Mertz and back off for Addie Lawson. Lawson top of the key, splits through the sandwich defenders, back outside, Ekberg downtown, it died on the back rim, somehow Mattia Waters comes out of there with the loose ball. Waters gets it back, works it inside now, into the paint, looking for Taylor Olmstead, ripped away, both teams wrestling and scrambling for it still, as the ball was on the floor, we'll have a whistle. 4:08. To go here, third quarter. This is going to be the fourth foul here on Mattia Waters, so she's going to have a seat. She's certainly not pleased as she picks up her fourth foul there. So Milford 23, Lawrence 19, and Waters is a starter, somebody that head coach Jim Weir wants out there. So that is certainly a tough one to take as Riley Griffiths is going to come back into the game now for Milford. She did very well in the first half when she did come in, scored 4 points. Did a lot of positive things out there for the Lady Wildcats. Far side here for Kessler. Has her pocket picked again by Addie Lawson, and Lawson streaking down the floor on that right side. Into the paint, goes up and under, and she's fouled as she goes to the rim with 3:48 to go here in the third. Lawson to the line. She has 11. Looks to add to it here. So Milford just kind of holding on to this four-point lead. Lawrence trying to chip away, but every time it looks like they're going to get even closer, Addie Lawson comes up with a steal or a big bucket, heads to the line here, and puts the first foul shot up and in. So she now has 12, tied for the game high with Claire Frazier. Second shot coming here for Lawson. Milford 24, Lawrence 19. 3:48 to go, third quarter. Girls Tri-Valley Championship here tonight on WCDO. Second shot for Lawson off the front rim, no good. Looks like we'll have a violation. Oh, no, going to be a foul here. A push on the rebound. This one will be against Milford. So Ekberg with the push off there as she tried to get position for the rebound. First foul on Ekberg. Milford with three team fouls. Lawrence with two here with 3:40 to go third quarter. Lawrence steps in. Courtney Sherry with the shot. That one off the mark, no good, and out of bounds. And Courtney Sherry just struggling a little bit with her shot here tonight. And boy, we've seen that in the first two games as well. Just tough to shoot here. The depth perception very hard at Dewar Arena here on the campus of SUNY Oneonta. Here's Addie Lawson, dribbles her way through the press. Nice job there down the left wing. Then has it stolen away by Kayla Johnson. Boy, that one looked clean, but the foul against Johnson. And the ball out of bounds, and we'll go back to Milford. 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter, and boy, Addie Lawson just brought the ball up the floor there, dribbled through the press. Very tough to stop. Good ball handler here for Milford. Lawson over 1,000 points in her career. She's only a junior. Got it earlier this year when Milford was over at the Stanford tournament. To the left side now. They work it inside. This one tipped away, though, as Abby Freer tried the bounce pass into the low post, knocked away here by Kayla Johnson of Lawrence. Johnson picks up her dribble, though, has to try to loft it into the front court, and it's stolen by Addie Lawson. Lawson to the top of the key, behind the back dribble, holding on to it here, looking to set up the offense for the Lady Wildcats, has nowhere to go. She gets tied up, tries to throw it off Taylor Kessler, and we'll see what happens here. Thought maybe Lawson was going to try to call timeout. Instead, she threw the ball off of Taylor Kessler. The old hit it off the knee trick, out of bounds, so possession will stay with Milford. 2:50 to go, third quarter. Milford 24, Lawrence 19. Addie Lawson with the ball top of the key. Now finds Riley Griffiths for Abby Freer. Works it down inside for Ekberg and back out for Griffiths. Three ball off the rim, no good. 2:35 to go, third quarter. And here comes Lawrence working the ball up the floor to the right side as the Leopards go left to right. And bringing the ball down the floor is Claire Frazier. Skips across the zone here. Milford setting up at a 2-3. Here's Johnson, pump fakes, gets into the lane, passes outside for Lindsey Lang. Lang, back to the top of the key. Lawrence has only scored 2 points so far here in this third quarter. Shot is blocked. Lawrence back the other way on defense as Milford will bring it down the floor. And here's Lawson ahead now for Olmstead. Back outside for Ekberg. Her shot off the mark, no good, but she's fouled by Courtney Sherry, and she'll head to the line. So 2:03 to go, third quarter. It's Milford 24, Lawrence 19. And this will be Savannah Ekberg going to the line to shoot two here for the Milford Lady Wildcats. Ekberg stepping in, has done a nice job on the inside, only has 2 points, but has had a number of rebounds so far tonight here for Milford as well. First shot is up, off the rim, no good. So the score remains 24-19 in a low-scoring third quarter here for both teams. As at the half, it was 21-17. Right now it's 24-19. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Now a lane violation as she misses the second shot here for Milford. With 2 minutes to go here, third quarter. And so Lawrence will get the ball after that. And inbounds here to Kayla Johnson. Johnson brings the ball up the floor, trying to avoid the pressure from Addie Lawson. Skips it across for Taylor Kessler. Gets across half court. Ball is loose. Lindsey Lang comes down with it. Avoids again pressure from Lawson. Kessler, skip pass on the zone. Back up top for Lindsey Lang. Shot is off the mark. No good. Lawrence fans wanted the call there against Addie Lawson, who was trying to go for the steal. Didn't get it. Lawrence will miss the shot. And Milford back the other way. Here's Lawson, top of the key. Minute and a half to go, third quarter. It's Milford 24, Lawrence 19. Just a quick note here that Syracuse is leading Duke 39-36 at the half. I know a lot of people around Central New York looking for that score update. So if you're out driving in the car, maybe don't know the score. Cuse leads 39-36. Wow, excellent game up there at the Carrier Dome tonight. Sold out. Ball is on the floor. 1:20 to go, third quarter. Ripped away, and Lawrence will come away with it. So 24-19. Lawrence with the ball at the top of the key for Lindsey Lang. Lang for Johnson. Passes down low, and another steal here for Milford. So 1 minute to go here, third quarter. It's been a low-scoring game, but Milford ahead 24-19. Milford up the floor here for Addie Lawson. Left side, Riley Griffiths took a little bit of a knee there, kind of a knee-to-knee contact it looked like with Courtney Sherry. They're going to give her a minute to catch her breath here with 51 seconds to go, third quarter. Ball will be out of bounds, and Addie Lawson will look to inbounds it, and I think Emily Mertz is going to come in here for Riley Griffiths so she can go off and walk this one off. Boy, that's always tough. You knock knees. Sometimes just a little bit of a Charlie horse. That is tough, and she'll try to walk it off over on the sideline over there. 45 seconds to go, third quarter. Milford 24, Lawrence 19. Top of the key for Emily Mertz. Over to the far side. Lawson now is going to shoot a long three. This one off the mark, no good. Ball comes down to Lawrence. And an outlet pass up the floor here for the Lawrence Leopards. Ball to half court for Taylor Kessler. Kessler in over the line. Lawrence trailing by six. They could use a bucket here. Lindsey Lang the jumper. It won't go. Ball loose on the floor. Ripped back down. And Milford coming the other way. Long outlet pass ahead for Addie Lawson down the right wing. Lawson stutter step. Nice move. Floater in the lane. Won't go. Ball loose on the floor again. And Milford will come away with it. We'll have a jump ball with 7 seconds to go third quarter. The score still 24-19. The possession arrow gives it back to Lawrence. So despite Lawrence only scoring 2 points here in this third quarter, they still only trail 24-19. Ball is in here for the Leopards with 5 seconds to go. They'll get it to half court. Can Kayla Johnson get off the shot? She'll chuck one up at the buzzer. Off the rim. No good. So that'll do it for the third quarter. It's Milford 24, Lawrence 19. Fourth quarter coming up. Girls Tri-Valley Championship. Stay tuned for more here on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
K Catskill Travel, now at their new location, 24 River Street in Sydney. And now with a great Hawaii group cruise. With two-night pre-cruise stay in Honolulu, April 9th to the 18th, 2015. Visit the beautiful Hawaiian islands of Maui, Kauai, and Hawaii. Staying overnight on Maui and Kauai. Inside cabins and pre-cruise tour rates start at only $17.99. Airfare from Albany additional. Catskill Travel, 24 River Street in Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, if you were in downtown Sydney, you might have seen the fire truck parade coming through for the Sydney boys. All the sirens and fire trucks and police cars were out to welcome home the Sydney boys, who won the Boys MAC Championship here at 4 o'clock over the Delhi Bulldogs by the score of 44-34. Before that, the BG girls won the MAC Girls Championship today by a score of 44-37. So two excellent games to start off the day. Delhi just came up a little bit too short in those, but can't wait to see Delhi coming up later on in sectionals. So start of the fourth quarter here in the girls Tri-Valley Championship. Milford 24, Lawrence 19. Milford going right to left to start things off fourth quarter. They're in the home white uniforms. Turnaround shot is up and good for Savannah Ekberg. And she has 4 points. Milford leads 26-19. Kessler gets the ball in here for the Leopards. And to the far side, they'll work it ahead. They get through the zone for Courtney Sherry. And Sherry takes the extra step and will travel with 7.5 minutes to go here fourth quarter. It's Milford 26, Lawrence 19. It's been a low-scoring second half. Really, folks, every basket, every free throw counts here as Lawrence trying to get back into the ball game. 7:20 to go, fourth quarter. Milford 26, Lawrence 19. And here is Mertz. Gets it to the high post again for Ekberg. Back out for Mertz, top of the key. Mertz is there, holding on to it. Now back out for Addie Lawson. Lawson closely guarded by Courtney Sherry. Dribble drive for Lawson. Pulls up for a three with three on the shot clock. She buried it. Her second three of the game. And Lawson has 15. Boy, that was a big one. And it pushes the Milford lead to 10. 29-19. Here's Courtney Sherry down the left wing for Lawrence. They're in the red with the black and the white trim. Top of the key for Lindsay Lang. Lang to the far side now. Passing it around for Kayla Johnson. For Kessler. Kessler outside the three-point line, and so far Lawrence has only scored 2 points in the second half. They've just had trouble getting it inside. This time they get it to Claire Frazier. She goes up and is fouled, and Frazier has a team-high 12 points for Lawrence, and she'll head to the line to try to cut into this lead. Milford 29, Lawrence 19 as we start this fourth quarter here. 6.5 minutes to go, and the clock will slowly begin to be a concern here for Lawrence. So Frazier to the line. First shot is in, and that's a big one there. She's got 13. So 29-20, Milford on top now. Second shot coming here for Frazier from the line. The seniors had a big night. Can't get the second free throw to go. Ball is loose on the floor. Milford comes away, and this one tipped out of bounds, but it will remain here with the Lady Wildcats. So 6.5 to go, fourth quarter, Milford 29, Lawrence 20, here on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Addie Lawson brings the ball down the floor here for the Wildcats to Emily Mertz. Into the left corner here for Riley Griffiths. Mertz backs her way out. 6:10 to go, fourth quarter. Ekberg now for Olmstead. Olmstead to the far side. Ball is loose on the floor. We're going to have a jump ball. Possession back to Lawrence. Great job there by Kayla Johnson to tie things up and force the possession arrow to go back here to Lawrence. 6:05 to go, fourth quarter. Milford 29, Lawrence 20. Lawrence looking to inbounds the ball, and they will. They'll get it to Taylor Kessler. Kessler brings it up the floor. Her pass too far over the head of Kayla Johnson. Lawson picks up the loose change. Back the other way for Milford. Into the corner for Mertz. And back to Lawson now. Ball loose on the floor again, and Kessler comes away with it. She's tied up with Lawson. And boy, those two on the floor fighting for every inch. And we'll have another jump ball. This time the possession back to Milford. So, folks, if you're unfamiliar with the Tri-Valley, Lawrence and Milford are in separate divisions, but they're only separated by pretty much one hill. I'd say there's probably 6-7 miles in between the two towns. And, you know, really, they've been a long-time rival going back to the early days of the Tri-Valley. Even though they're in separate divisions right now, that'll change next year when the Tri-Valley changes over to the system that the MAC has, where there aren't two divisions, because Sharon Springs is coming into the league in the Tri-Valley. They've always been longtime rivals. You can see it here tonight. This has been a fierce battle. Back the other way, Courtney Sherry for Lawrence, up off the glass and good. Sherry puts it home, her first 2 points of the night, and it's Milford 29, Lawrence 22, 5.5 to go, fourth quarter. Wildcats with the ball, and here's Ekberg from downtown, off the rim, no good. Lindsey Lang, the big rebound here for the Leopards. And Kessler will work the ball up the floor now. Passes ahead. Lawson almost a steal. Socia comes away with it. Lost it back. And Milford off to the races. Abby Freer with the layup. Up and in. Freer now with 4 points. And it's Milford 31. Lawrence 22. Leopards will take a timeout. So will we. 5:10 to go. Fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lowe, and you're listening to live championship basketball tonight here on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
New York Central Mutual Insurance of Edmonston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, New York Central Mutual has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. New York Central Mutual is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online, nycm.com.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be
your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
5:10 to go here, fourth quarter. Milford 31, Lawrence 22. Lawrence will bring the ball up the floor, and they'll get it to Taylor Kessler as they go left to right. Nate Lowe with you here on CDO. Girls Tri-Valley Championship. Milford trying to hold on to the lead here, 31-22. Socia with an outside shot. Off the mark, no good. Ball is loose in the paint. Down to Claire Frazier. She goes up and she's fouled, and Frazier will head to the line with 4:52 to go fourth quarter. Hey, folks, just want to pass this along, a weather update here from CDO. We're expecting to see a snow squall line pass through here in the Sydney area about 8 p.m., so it'll be coming up to the Oneonta area as well. This could produce 40-mile-an-hour winds. Possible whiteout conditions and about 2 inches of snow per hour. Not exactly sure how long it's going to last, but it is just a snow squall, so it should just pass through. But just wanted to pass that along in case you're out on the road. Could be possible whiteout conditions out there, so be alert of that. So Claire Frazier makes 1 of 2 from the line. So she has 14 now, and it's 31-23. Heck of a night here for Frazier. And 4:45 to go, fourth quarter. Milford 31, Lawrence 23. Top of the key for Addie Lawson. Lawson now for Ekberg. Ekberg back for Emily Mertz. Steps in, shot off the mark, no good. Lawrence a rebound with Taylor Kessler. 4.5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Long pass ahead here for Socia. She takes it all the way to the pin, up and in. Rochelle Socia. She picked a good time to get your first 2 points of the night. We're back to a six-point ball game. Milford 31, Lawrence 25, 4:15 to go, fourth quarter. Addie Lawson with the ball now for Milford, top of the key, closely guarded by Courtney Sherry. Lawson to the far side for Ekberg, little pump fake into the lane, and back out for Abby Freer. Freer with the ball, passes it down in low to Mertz. Mertz back out for Freer. 2 on the shot clock. Ekberg has to throw up a jumper. No good. And Kessler. Another rebound here for Lawrence. Boy, Kessler has just been absolutely great on the glass in the second half. And here is Lindsey Lang. Gets the ball on the left side, and she is fouled by Ekberg right at half court. So 3:40
to go here, fourth quarter. Milford up by 6, 31-25. And for Milford, that's 18 fouls. For Lawrence, that's 5. So this is going to send Lindsay Lang to the line. Now Matea Waters is back into the game here for Milford. She's going to have to be careful. She's playing with 4 fouls. So Milford 31, Lawrence 25. 3:40 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Lang to the line. Here for Lawrence. First shot is up and good for Lindsay Lang. So Lindsay Lang now has 6 points. 31-26. Lang steps to the line for her second shot. Again, 18 fouls against Milford, 5 against Lawrence. Lang to the line for her second shot coming. This one off the front rim, no good. Kessler after the rebound. It's tapped out of bounds and stays here with Lawrence. Much to the delight of the LCS crowd, which is really big over on that far side. And now Lawrence is going to take a timeout. So they really want to value this next possession. 3:38 to go, fourth quarter. Milford 31, Lawrence 26. We'll be right back here on WCDO Sports.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Nate Lowe with you here on CDO. Welcome back. 3:35 to go, fourth quarter. Lawrence will have the ball out of bounds underneath their own basket at the left block. It's Milford 31, Lawrence 26 here on CDO. Also, thanks for joining us on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Lawrence gets the ball in to Claire Frazier off the glass, no good. Ball loose on the floor, we'll have a jump ball. Possession back to Milford. Boy, and Claire Frazier had a great look at it there, just couldn't get it to go down. So Milford 31, Lawrence 26, and Lawrence will bring up the full court press. Looks like a 1-2-1-1 once again. And Milford will get the ball in. They want to get it to Addie Lawson, and they will. She's in the backcourt with 3:25 to go. Passes ahead to Ekberg. Milford has a 2-on-1 if they hurry. And now over into the corner for Emily Mertz. Lawrence hustles back on defense. 3:15 to go. Mertz is tied up in the corner. And Milford will take a timeout. This looks like a 30-second timeout here as we'll keep it here on CDO. Milford 31, Lawrence 26. Again, a snow squall line is coming. This is just an update from WCDO weather. 40-mile-an-hour winds. Whiteout conditions possible. Going to be a big snow squall, possible of producing 2 inches per hour. It's supposed to hit the Sydney area about 8 p.m. So if you're anywhere in the vicinity driving around, be careful out there. That's for sure. So be looking for that around 8 p.m. Just want to, again, recognize some of our fine sponsors here for tonight's game. Isabella's Pizza and Pasta in Lawrence, the Milford Booster Club, Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center in Sydney, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Misty Ridge Cat Lodge in Lawrence, Stacy Frazier, Associate Broker at Keller Williams Upstate New York Properties, Bainbridge Coin Laundry, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney, Allison Oil of Delhi and Andes, the Lawrence Booster Club, and also Delhi Telephone and Cable, now known as DTC. Many fine sponsors stepping up and helping us get this Championship Saturday broadcast on the air here tonight on CDO. Lawrence breaks their huddle with a big cheer from the LCS crowd, and both these teams will stay right here in terms of their fan base, as it's Lawrence and Milford boys coming up next for the Tri-Valley Championship. Folks, that's going to be a great game. Those two teams are very, very even. Addie Lawson gets the ball from downtown. She's got 18, nails a three to make it 34-26. 3 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Milford literally just inbounded the ball, and I think Lawrence forgot about Lawson for a second. That's all she needed to pull the trigger and put it home. So Milford 34, Lawrence 26. 2:50 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Kessler, left wing, far side. And now for Lindsay Lang. Back for Kessler, top of the key. Lawson draped all over her as well as Emily Mertz. And it's been a tough second half offensively because of Lawrence. Kessler has to chuck one up, shot clock winding down. She can't quite find the rim. Ball out of bounds and back to Milford with 2.5 to go, fourth quarter. Milford 34, Lawrence 26. And so Milford will inbound the ball deep in their own defensive end of the floor. Lawson will bring it up for Mertz. This one almost stolen away, though, by Socha. But Ekberg just got there in time for Milford. And now Ekberg will give it up, and Lawrence will come away. Never say die here for the Leopards. 2:20 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Kessler, far side. Lofts it up for Sherry. Sherry at the top of the key. Back for Kessler. Looking to get some offense set up here. Lawrence needs to find some motion. Here's Socha from downtown. That's off the mark, no good. Frazier is there and cleans it up and puts it in. Claire Frazier with 16 of the 28 tonight here for Lawrence. Milford 34, Lawrence 28. Down to a minute 55 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Lawson in the backcourt, ahead for Emily Mertz. Mertz into the left corner. Milford looking for their first Tri-Valley title since the 04-05 season. Top of the key here for Addie Lawson, closely guarded by Socha. Lawson finds Ekberg with 1:35 to go in the fourth. Ekberg up top for Lawson, steps in, three at the end of the shot clock, off the mark, no good, but Ekberg the rebound. She puts it up off the glass, no good, but she's fouled. 1:28 to go, fourth quarter, Milford 34, Lawrence 28, and Savannah Ekberg will head to the line. She has 4 points and will look to add to it here for a cushion for Milford. They've kept it right around 4 or 6 points the whole night. Lawrence is just not quite able to climb the hill to get back in to get it to even. Ekberg makes the first shot. She now has 5. So Lawson has 18 for Milford. Frazier has 16 for Lawrence. But a great battle between those two. Second shot coming for Ekberg. It's good. So Ekberg has 6. And it's Milford 36, Lawrence 28. A minute 25 to go, fourth quarter. And Kessler brings the ball up the floor. Now for Courtney Sherry. Lawrence needs to try to get a quick basket on this possession. Here's Kessler, top of the key. Kessler holding on and finds Lindsay Lang inside for Courtney Sherry. Tosses it back out, travels, and the ball back to Milford. It's 36-28, 1:10 to go, fourth quarter. And Milford has just hit some shots that have been able to give them a little bit of this cushion in the second half. Addie Lawson with 3 three-pointers, and that has been a huge difference in this low-scoring contest. Ball knocked out of bounds. Will stay with Milford. 1:06 to go, fourth quarter. Lawrence is going to take a timeout. We'll take a break as well. I'm Nate Lull. 1:06 to go here, fourth quarter. Girls Tri-Valley Championship game live from O-State. Milford leads 36-28 over Lawrence. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 1:06 to go, fourth quarter. Make sure to stay tuned as well for our postgame show. We'll have our 3 awards brought to you by NBT Bank, NBT Mang Insurance, and also ACCO Brands of Sydney. 1 minute to go, fourth quarter. Milford looking for the Tri-Valley Championship here. They lead 36-28. Lawrence won't go away. A steal here by Rochelle Socha at half court. Now we'll have a whistle. This will be a foul. Going to be on Milford with 57 seconds to go. And so now Socha will go to the line as Emily Mertz picks up the foul to stop Socha from going in for the wide open layup. So this would be big for Socha here if she could make these 2 foul shots. She's got 2 points so far. This would cut it back down to 6 if she can make both. Here's Socha at the line, just a freshman, very quick and speedy guard. First shot off the mark, no good. Ball out of bounds, and looks like we'll stay No, it'll go back to Milford. Here's the team foul situation. Lawrence with 6, Milford with 9. So 55 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Milford with the ball. We'll see if Lawrence elects to foul here. Mertz trying to get the ball in. Quickly finds Addie Lawson. Closely guarded by Taylor Kessler, and Lawrence will elect to foul. And so Lawson will come down and shoot the 1-1 here for Milford as they lead 36-28. Boys contest coming up between Milford and Lawrence. And folks, you're going to want to stay tuned for that one. Two very good teams. They split in the regular season. If you're a Sydney listener, I had a chance to watch Milford and Sydney scrimmage earlier in the week. It was a very, very close game, really back and forth. So that's the caliber of basketball we'll see here in the nightcap. Lawson makes her first foul shot, and she has a game-high 19, looking to make it 20 here as Milford leads 37-28, looking to bring home the coveted Tri-Valley banner. Lawson's second shot is in, and she has 20. And Milford will take a timeout, 52 seconds to go fourth quarter. Milford 38, Lawrence 28. I'll keep it right here. Again, hope you were in Sydney a little while ago and you got to see the Champions Parade come through as Sydney Boys school bus was welcomed back into town by the police cars and the fire trucks going right down Main Street in Sydney past the CDO studio. So again, congratulations to the Sydney Boys on winning the MAC championship here. Nick Mino and Wyatt McKee, really key in that contest here earlier for Sydney. And again, be careful with the weather out there tonight. We're hearing there's a snow squall line coming through, 40-mile-an-hour winds, and whiteout conditions are possible over the next hour or so in our local listening area. So please be careful out there, folks. A couple of cancellations out there as well. The Sydney Fire Department, no bingo tonight. Several other cancellations. So if you have anywhere to go, make sure you call first and see if you don't have to go out. And if you're maybe driving home from the game, be careful as well. I might get out of here tonight and be buried in, might be sleeping here in the gymnasium, who knows. 52 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Milford 38, Lawrence 28. Tri-Valley Championship here. Lawrence will have the ball. They're going to have to go the length of the court. And here's Rochelle Socha. She is able to run here. Doesn't have to stay put. So she can move if she wants to. She'll run the baseline and get it into Lindsay Lang through her fingertips. Out of bounds and goes right back here to Milford. And it's just been a tough second half for Lawrence. The effort has been there, and you can tell this is a team and a program on the rise, but just so hard to compete here with Addie Lawson and some of these experienced girls on the Milford Wildcats. Here's Lawson to the left side. Picks up her dribble, passes it off the leg of Taylor Kessler from Lawrence. Knocks it back out of bounds. So 40 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Milford 38, Lawrence 28. Lawson will inbound the ball. Right near our broadcast table here on the left wing side. So Lawson gets it into Emily Mertz and back to Lawson. Lawson's going to dribble all the way into the backcourt. And now up the left side. Lawson just trying to kill some time as it's down to 31 seconds to go. And she's finally fouled here by Lawrence's Taylor Kessler. Milford with a 10-point lead and 30 seconds to go. 38-28. And Lawson will step to the line. She has 20 points tonight for longtime head coach Jim Weir, and she'll step to the line. Weir hasn't won a title since his last daughter was on the team, Shannon Weir, who went over 2,000 points in a Lawrence uniform. That was a heck of a ball player. I know she's in attendance here tonight watching. First shot is up for Lawson, rims out, no good, and rebound comes down here for Lindsay Lang. 25 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Lang will skip it across. Frazier with the jumper. She got it! Claire Frazier with 18 tonight for Lawrence. She's got 18 of their 30. 22 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Milford's going to have to call a timeout here as Lawson tried to get the ball in and was starting to run out of time. Milford 38, Lawrence 30. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
22 seconds to go here, folks. Fourth quarter, live from SUNY Oneonta. Nate Lowe with you here on CDO. Also WCDOsports.com. Milford 38, Lawrence 30, Girls Tri-Valley Championship. Thanks for joining us here tonight. Perfect day for some basketball. We were doing four games here today. This is our third game of the afternoon, and we'll have the nightcap coming up between the Lawrence boys and the Milford boys. Of course, we had the MAC championships at 2-4, BG winning the girls' crown, Sydney winning the boys' crown, and it looks like the Milford girls might win the Tri-Valley here. They're up by 8, 38-30, with 22 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. Emily Mertz will inbound the ball here for Milford, deep in their own defensive end of the floor. Mertz looking to get the ball in, and passes to Matea Waters, and now back to Lawson. Down to 15 seconds to go. Lawson to the far side, brings it up the floor. Little crossover move. Lawson to half court. 8 seconds to go, and now the foul by Rochelle Socia with 6 seconds left. And Milford, fans on their feet here, sensing their team only 6 seconds away from a Tri-Valley Championship here, their first one since 04-05. Heck of a group of athletes here for Milford over the last couple of years. They've had so much success in basketball and soccer. First shot is good for Addie Lawson. Of course, they've run into the freight train of Franklin the last couple of years, at least in basketball, as Franklin has won the last 3 Tri-Valley Championships until tonight, where Addie Lawson will claim her first Tri-Valley Championship in a Milford basketball uniform as she makes her second foul shot. She's got 22. Milford leads 40-30. Lawrence will walk the ball up the floor, but that's going to do it, folks. The Milford Wildcats will win the Tri-Valley Championship 40-30 here tonight. And so congratulations to the Milford Wildcats as they all mob each other at half court as they will take home the Tri-Valley Championship banner for 2014-2015. Congratulations to MCS. We'll take a break, and we will come back with our post-game awards brought to you by NBT Bank, NBT Mang Insurance, as well as ACCO Brands of Sydney. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. ACCO Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Final score here tonight. Milford wins 40-30 over Lawrence in the Tri-Valley Championship here for the girls. The boys game coming up between the Wildcats and the Leopards. Same two teams as Milford posing here at half court with the Tri-Valley Championship banner. And if you're a Tri-Valley person, you know you want to get your hands on one of those banners. It means certainly a lot. Let's go through our scoring summary. First, for Milford winning the contest here tonight, a game-high 22 points for Addie Lawson, 4 for Riley Griffiths, 4 for Taylor Olmsted, 6 for Savannah Eckberg, 4 for Abby Freer for head coach Jim Weir. On the other side for Lawrence, 6
for Lindsey Lang, 2 for Taylor Kessler, 2 for Courtney Sherry. We have 18 for Claire Frazier to wrap up the scoring there for Lawrence. And let's do our 3 awards here tonight. Of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, NBT Mang Insurance, as well as ACCO Brands of Sydney. We'll do our Outstanding Offense Award, first brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports and activities. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give our Outstanding Offense Award tonight to Addie Lawson of Milford. Game-high 22 points, was absolutely unstoppable and made the shots when she needed to here tonight for the Milford Wildcats. Let's do our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. NBT Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years, proudly supporting local sports on CDO. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. We'll give that award here tonight to, let's see. This is going to be a tough one, folks, because there was a lot that I wasn't quite sure who to give it to. I think we're going to give this one to Matea Waters here tonight for the Milford Lady Wildcats. I just thought she was all over the place, did a very nice job here tonight, and she got in trouble. She had 4 fouls, but she was willing to jump on the floor and do everything she could. When she came back into the game, she got a couple of big steals and was able to outlet the ball to Addie Lawson, who was able to get some free layups. So Matea Waters is our Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight for the NBT Mang Insurance Agency. And our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award, ACCO is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that to Claire Frazier here tonight from Lawrence. 18 points. I thought she just did it all for the Leopards, really kept them in the game when they needed. So that is our 3 award winners tonight. Lawson is our Outstanding Offense Award winner, brought to you by NBT Bank. Waters is our Dynamic Defense Award winner, brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance Agency. And our All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO, goes to Claire Frazier of Lawrence. So again, 40-30, the final here, the Girls Tri-Valley Championship. We'll be back. And the boys' Tri-Valley Championship game coming up between Lawrence and Milford. Set to be a good one, folks. A big thank you to Joe Gardner back in the CDO studios. We'll see you in a few minutes here on WCDO Sports.